we've set the stage of like where we've been, where we're at today. You have been going back to Novell days. Like, you have been in this industry for a long time, so you know where we've, you know, you kind of know the warts on every era. Where do you want to go in the future? How will so I guess my first question is, how do you think generative AI is going to impact security here on identity? Do you think there is some intelligence here that's going to happen, or what's your opinion?
We're already working in heuristic-based IT, right? Like, I mean, in terms of spotting patterns, in terms of we don't need generative AI models for that. Like, seriously, we don't. I mean, generative AI models are really great at establishing writing. They're good at, you know, building images that we don't have. They're good at, you know, I mean, doing putting creative designers out of work, right? Generative AI is not a huge story in my perspective for, you know, telling the identity story. We're already good at telling, you know, the story of whether or not a login is pretty secure. Well, is it coming from a device that we know? Cool. I don't need generative AI for that. In terms of how we actually focus on determining what an individual threat is, maybe we might be able to do good work here in terms of training a model on, you know, what are the threat patterns for those kind of individual things. So, you know, I think that there are things that we can definitely look at as we go towards the future. There's probably some people, and I've, you know, it's really interesting, Olaria Security, run by my former boss, Jagadish Kunda. He's the chief product officer over that way. They're focused on AI detection and doing AI detection right, but they're really just building heuristics. If you look at a lot of how they're doing detections today, they're looking at the rules that we all set for, you know, focusing on this kind of thing going forward. So, you know, from that perspective, I don't think generative AI helps us much, but we have a lot of really great heuristic data about who's logging in, where they're coming from, what their system looks like when the moments happen, and the market's really green on how we get there. Nobody's doing this incredibly well. Okta kind of does this, but they really aren't in the business of device control. They can tell you some things about a device, but they can't really control the device that's there. They don't have a device management solution. They just don't. But, you know, as we look at Microsoft and as we look at other technologies that are out there, I really want to see us more focused on determining the compliance of that device at the time of authentication, and for the future of authentication, really focused on that, you know, preventative user access. Because really what we're trying to prevent is insecure access from a device you don't trust for key company resources.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mozilla is more than an Apple MDM. Mozilla is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozyle.com. That's business.mozyle.com. Thanks to Mozyle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week. So we have two final questions as we wrap up this series, and this has been a lot of fun. I know you are pressed on time. So I have two. What are the three things that you want to see in the next 5 years on identity in the enterprise?
Well, I think that Apple's got to get better at this game. If you look today, user enrollment is a step forward for organizations. It's incredibly privacy preserving, and I love that about it. It's just not deployable at scale for any kind of business. It's just not. I'm sorry, friends. It's really difficult to tell that story well today. And Apple just took away one of the key technologies that organizations like JumpCloud and Microsoft have been using to register individual user devices, and that's profile-based user enrollment. Now we're stuck with the account-driven flows that most small businesses can't deploy. Because they either don't have the technical understanding, or they're operating their website on, you know, key technology partners like Squarespace and Wix and other things along those lines. And those kind of solutions can't support an account-driven user enrollment today. So, you know, as we look at the future, Apple's got to get better at identity in the enterprise. I think that platform SSO needs to be more richly integrated into the both the IDP side of the story and into the operating system side of the story. I think we need a login window that speaks SAML and OIDC natively, perhaps, instead of an authentication plugin for those kind of things. And, you know, I think that what the other story that we need to be able to tell is how we layer on work onto macOS devices that don't belong to enterprise, because BYO is only growing in popularity. For good or for ill, right now, I think it's largely for ill, where, you know, organizations aren't paying for computers for their people to use. And so they're demanding to either fully manage a user's personal computer, which I don't think anybody is really all that excited about. But I think that there are good futures here for organizations who want to embrace the Apple side of the technology as part of an ecosystem. And that is one of the things that I'm really bullish on. I wouldn't be at Jump Cloud if I wasn't. And I think that as we look at, you know, a lot of the Apple facing for all of these things, Apple's only growing in the enterprise. They're growing left, right, and center. We've definitely seen, you know, statistical reports that show that Apple's well in excess of 15 to 20% within the enterprise in terms of endpoints and spend. And we can show that it's a lower TCO opportunity for businesses, so they can reduce their CapEx, they can reduce their OpEx by embracing the Apple platform. So I'm really excited about what the future brings to this. I think that Apple's got some work to do, but so do all of the device managers to go with it.
So where do you, last question, what do you think about passkeys and authenticator keys here? Where do these play into the login experience?
We're starting to see authenticators become more key and more of a first party system. And obviously macOS Sequoia makes it possible to go through automated device enrollment, which is to say brand new out of box deployment with either a YubiKey or with a passkey, a physical hardware passkey. And so, you know, those are the kind of things that that Apple's going to need to support for the future. And it's really exciting to see them kind of push those stories forward. I definitely want to see more multi-factor options at the login screen, especially the File Vault login screen. And I'm excited for Apple to kind of push on that for the future. And I think in 5 years, we're all going to be doing that for work.
All right, Tom, this has been fun. I feel like we're complaining about small things and we're not, but like the further we get along in the industry, the more the work there is to do, because the way we use the devices has changed, certainly.
Yes.
Thanks for your time as always. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will talk to you next time.